Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Abigail Dimler is joining us this morning. She is the health insurance navigator at Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy. This organization provides information, advice, and advocacy in consumer protection, home preservation, healthcare access, public benefits, immigration, tax assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Abigail. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. It's nice to be here.
Something called the Navigator Project. Tell us about it.
Part of our work at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, but the Navigator Consortium is across the whole state of North Carolina. Navigators are federally trained Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act or marketplace insurance to help people know what their options are, what they qualify for, and how to sign up. One of the big deadlines or big sign-up periods for marketplace insurance, what some people call Obamacare, the big deadline is open enrollment, which is in November and December each year. So you sign up at the end of the year for the year that follows. And we do a lot of work surrounding that, take a lot of appointments with folks during that November-December open enrollment timeframe. But one thing that's especially important for people to know is you can qualify to sign up outside of that open enrollment period. You can qualify for what are called special enrollment periods. And so that can occur for a variety of reasons. So if you move to a new address, and so you would qualify for a plan in that area, or you lose an offer of coverage from your employer, or you lose eligibility for Medicaid or some other health insurance that was previously covering you, you have 60 days after whatever that life event is, getting married, having a baby, you have 60 days to sign up for coverage through the marketplace after that. And we also help folks with that throughout the year.
So if we go to healthcare.gov, is that going to answer all the questions in life that we have? Or
healthcare.gov has a lot of information, both about what kind of plans are offered through the marketplace, the minimum essential coverage, you know, services that are required to be covered by these plans. And then the application itself is also housed in that website. The application is designed for people to be able to go online and apply on their own. Some people find that to be a little bit daunting, and that's where navigators come in, and we can make an appointment to in person or over the phone, walk you through that application so you make sure that all the questions get answered in a way that reflects your situation accurately.
Someone who's been furloughed or someone who's been laid off, been having to deal with COBRA, and that was not a cheap situation. What do you say to those folks? Or can we talk about that this morning?
COBRA is an option for a lot of people, extending the coverage that they had from their employer. But when you lose that insurance, even if it's just at the drop of a hat, you still do have the ability to, if you qualify otherwise, sign up for health insurance through the marketplace. That can be if you know that you're furloughed and your insurance will end at a certain date. I helped a guy recently who said, hey, I've been furloughed, but my coverage goes to the end of the month. Can we go ahead and sign up for insurance now so that I get covered right away? And that's definitely an option, or up to 60 days after you lose the insurance coverage, which helps if people are trying to orient other areas of their life, they have a little bit of time to sign up. That's just for marketplace. For Medicaid is a whole other conversation.
Is Medicaid an option?
Medicaid is an option for a lot of people. Medicaid and the health insurance marketplace are designed to work together. And the basic differentiation factor is your income level. Folks who are between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, a lot of people in the state of North Carolina, are going to be eligible for coverage through the health insurance marketplace. And people who have income levels that are below that 100% of the federal poverty level, or below about 150%, are able to apply for Medicaid. So it's typically a lower income group of people. And then there are all sorts of sub-Medicaid programs, Medicaid for if you're pregnant, Medicaid for kids, Medicaid for people with disabilities. So lots of categories of Medicaid, but by and large, they're paired together with the lower income for Medicaid. And the marketplace covers people who are above.
We got Abigail Dimler joining us. She is our healthcare navigator at Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy. Are you guys working from home as well?
We are working from home during this time. Going into the office occasionally if we've got to get a document signed or meet with somebody urgently, but mostly we're at home. And a great way to get in contact with a health insurance navigator, not only in the Charlotte area, but anywhere in the state of North Carolina, is to go online to ncnavigator.net and make an appointment there, or to call the hotline, which is 855-733-3711. And then you can be connected with a navigator who's in your area to talk through what your options are. If you're qualifying for marketplace insurance, they'll talk through what all the aspects of your coverage mean, what it means to be getting tax credits to help reduce the cost of your plan, or, you know, if you're eligible for Medicaid, to help you figure out how to submit the documents you need and to walk through either process. We're going in the direction of food stamps. You can apply for food stamps through the Department of Social Services. It's the same office that handles Medicaid. Food stamps and Medicaid are separate programs within that office. And so your eligibility for one is not really, it's not contingent on your eligibility for the other. When you think about the amount of food stamps you're entitled to, the factors that affect it are different than the ones that affect your eligibility for Medicaid. So food stamp eligibility is evaluated based on a combination of your income, the number of people you live with, whether you're disabled, what kind of living expenses or utility expenses you have. So there are more factors that go into determining if you're eligible for food stamps. And we're seeing a lot of people who, as a result of everything that's been going on, are eligible for food stamps that previously would not have been. So we've helped a lot of people apply recently, especially people who have no income get evaluated for emergency food stamps very quickly, get a call within 7 days and go from there. Normally, it would take about 30 days to hear back about a food stamp application. And so if you're not in a situation where you immediately need them, then it might take a little bit longer. But we've seen a lot of people get evaluated since everything started. Working really hard to make sure that we know how the programs fit together. We have some folks who are dedicating a lot of time to helping people understand their eligibility for unemployment benefits and if unemployment counts as income when you're applying for Medicare and or for Medicaid and marketplace insurance, which it does typically count towards your income, counts as income for food stamps. And so we're making sure that we understand all of these changes as they come out and we can help people going forward. And if people have questions about that, they are welcome to call our office, the main line at 704-376-1600, or go online to charlottelegaladvocacy.org. We're trying to put out as much information as we can to help people understand how all these pieces fit together. Things have been changed with regards to food stamps, so they're allowing for higher maximum allotments for a lot of families. So people who normally would not be eligible for large amount of food stamp money can now qualify for the maximum sometimes due to the situation we're in. People have been approved for the maximum amount of food stamps. Another program that's been rolled out is the PEBT program, the pandemic food program that helps families who receive free and reduced lunch to get a monetary benefit instead of having to go to a school to pick up food or waiting for a vehicle to come around. That it's a way to get a cash benefit directly for those families who already were qualifying for help from the schools. And so that's another way, and especially the thinking about food, the community has come together and is working to provide for the families best they can.
Do they get a letter in the mail, or they just, you know, kind of word of mouth?
They do get a letter in the mail saying that, you know, their child who went to school qualifies for benefits. And usually that letter has directions about, you know, will they get it on their existing food stamp card or they may get a new card in the mail. A lot of people are getting two installments of the payment. So we'll get some of the money right up front and then later in the month, the other half will be deposited. So the letters have some of the information like that to let folks know that they do qualify. That's why we're doing our best to try to make the phone number and our contact information available. The Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy phone number is a great way to get in contact with our organization, whether you want to talk to a navigator or ask about food stamp benefits, unemployment benefits, consumer issues, some of the things we've already talked about. And so we're trying to get word of mouth, definitely, and also to spread that phone number out there. It's been kind of cool, some of the appointments I've had, to hear people say, oh, my friends would really benefit from this. Can I give them your phone number? And the answer is, of course, yes. Please spread this around. We're doing everything we can to help walk people through the process, just to encourage people to be informed, like you're doing with this show. You may be eligible for this program, so you should go ahead and apply.
You're an angel for joining us this morning. If you want help from the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy as far as information is concerned, call 704-376-1600. If we want to know more about the insurance option as far as the federal health insurance marketplace, we can call this number, which is 855-733-3711. And if you're the type who just loves to get online, just go healthcare.gov. There's another one, ncnavigator.net.
Healthcare.gov will connect you directly to the application, and ncnavigator.net will connect you to someone to help you fill that application out. So it depends on what you're going for. So feel free to reach out with any questions.
Abigail Dimler is our health insurance navigator at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.